Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats head boys wrestling coach Chan Beeman. The Wildcats boys wrestling team placed fifth at the state dual tournament at Extreme Arena in Coralville last Saturday after entering as the number 8 seed and fell in their opening duel 37-33 to number 1 seed Osage. The team would bounce back against number 4 West Delaware Manchester in the consolation semifinal round 51-22 to advance to the 5th place duel against number 6 Independence. The Wildcats would get key victories from Landon Halverson and Gage Allen at 175 and 190 to tie the duel at 30, with the tiebreaker of total wins giving Humboldt the 31-30 duel victory and the 5th place finish. I caught up with Beeman after the tournament to discuss the performance.
Great feeling. I'm happy for the kids. They deserve everything they get. You know, we told the kids earlier, when we get all 14 kids on the same page, you know, they're a pretty special team. While every duel wasn't perfect, I mean, we had great effort. Just super proud of the kids. Our coaches do an awesome job. Our kids do a great job. They just do a great job, you know, rallying around each other and very proud of their efforts.
A tough loss to begin the day against Osage. One where a few things go your way, you're possibly on the championship side of the bracket, battling for a state championship. What were your thoughts after that duel here today?
Yeah, that was kind of tough to swallow because we thought, you know, we won the flip, meaning that, you know, we had two weight classes where we really wanted them to present first so that we could adjust our lineup. We had that going in our favor. And then we really had about two weight classes. We needed things to go kind of exactly how they did. We had two weight classes that we needed one of those to go our way. Really thought we had a chance in both, and neither of them went our way. And so to be that close to they've been number one from day one, and to know that we were right there in the mix and had an opportunity to beat them there. You know, kids wrestled well, put us in that position to win it, and just fell a little bit short.
You go to the consolation side, you take on West Delaware, Manchester, a good program, and you're able to get a dominant win. What were your thoughts on that duel for your team?
That one felt good. The last three or four times we've wrestled West Delaware, they put a beat down on us. To get that back, because they have such a quality program, they've had a great dual season. They do a great job over there. Get a win, and in that kind of fashion, we had some big matches in there, and the kids just couldn't be more proud.
Final duel of the night, you take on Independence to try to win a fifth place title here today. And what a dramatic way it was. You're down big, you're able to battle back, and then the last two matches, Landon Halverson going almost the distance in that one, and then Gage Allen with the pin, and then you get the tiebreaker, and of course everything Allen's gone through this week. How emotional of a dual win is that in that final one against Independence?
I mean, it's very emotional. Those two guys have both battled through a lot this year, and you know, maybe neither one of them actually should be wrestling today just based on health, but those guys, they love competing with their team. They love competing. They'll do anything for their teammates. Halverson, he's had a little bit of a hard time coming back in, just readjusting. And that kid was a solid kid and goes out and battles to an overtime match and wins in a clutch position. And then we needed the fall. At that time, I didn't even know what criteria was going to fall down to if we did get the fall. But Gage isn't typically a chicken wing guy, and he got a right-hand chicken wing and ran that over twice, really, really had him pinned in the first period, and then ran it over again in the second to tie it up, force criteria, and what a great finish.
Yeah, how would you look back on this dual season for this program here? Only two duels losses throughout the year.
Our kids deserve it. I mean, it's something that, you know, we just have a very solid dual team. Our kids, they work hard. They love wrestling hard for one another. And like I mentioned earlier, it's a group of kids that, man, when they're all on the same page, you got to pretty solid group of guys, and it's kind of fun. It's we got a bunch of these guys coming back next year. Obviously we lose five seniors, but you know, a ton of guys that I think they're used to coming down here, and they'd like to make a habit of it.
Personal question for you: named 2A region coach of the year with that honor, what does that mean to you as head coach of this program?
It's honestly more of like a team award on what your team has accomplished. Coaches get awards like that. Honestly reflects your community, your wrestling club, your club coaches. There's so many people in our program that donate so much time, and you know, it's kind of drives me nuts that ends up being my name there, but it's really a program award. And so just again, proud of our kids, because obviously if they don't have a great season, we're not getting awards like that. So I'm happy for it, but it's really, like I said, a program award.
Now we've got individual districts coming up. What's the preparation going to look like now as you focus more individually on the guys here?
That is kind of the, now we can kind of change our emphasis and, you know, our focus and really pinpoint kids' individual needs. We need to have a great week of practice. We have our kids going, they're going to get on a bus here and drive 3.5 hours, and they're going to get up in the morning and help all day at the AAU wrestling tournament hosted in Humboldt. You know, then we just got to have a great week of preparation.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the fifth place finish here in duels, and best of luck to the program here as we get ready for state qualifying at Story City.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
That was Humboldt head boys wrestling coach Chad Beeman. The team's individual districts for state qualifying begin at 10 this morning from Roland Story High School. With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.